Okay, we're on page 263 of the first volume. I think Josh has his own copy. Is that true, Josh? You own a copy? Okay, but it's on the screen in front of you, and it's in the WhatsApp group if you want to drag it down from there. Okay, Yom Kippur ben Adam Lachavero is the title of this piece. Again, Rav Dessler has six short pieces on Yom Kippur in the first volume. We did two of them yesterday, two beautiful ideas about immersing yourself in the mikvah that is Hashem, and how when we learn Torah, we have to try to go all in, and not allow for any chatzitza, anything that would stop us from making direct contact with Torah. And the same thing is true with our dveikus b'Hashem, fully connected to Hashem, without any separation. We learned yesterday about tricking the Yetzer Hara, how we give a small token gift to the Yetzer Hara as a way of getting him to leave us alone. Powerful technique. And now we've just talked about the feelings of Ben Adam L'Chavero that we need to have on Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll start right over here where it's underlined. He says that we learned yesterday that the goal is to be davuk to Hashem, to be completely attached to Hashem. But Rav Dessler writes, "V'hinei lo shayich inyan dveikus zu, el b'bechinas ha'achdus." There's no way for me to attach myself fully to Hashem while at the same time thinking I'm going to detach from you. I can't say, well, I want to be connected to God, but I don't want to be connected to Avi or to Evan or to Yaakov or to Yoni or to Ozzy or to Seth. Right? To Gabe, I want to be connected solely to Hashem to the exclusion of anyone or anything else. Now, on a certain level, that seems to make a lot of sense. You would think that, right, if I want to be connected to God, I have to cut off some of my other connections. After all, don't we say that in Shema? What are we saying in Shema? Love Hashem with all your heart. That means there's no room in my heart for feelings of love for my spouse, for my children, for my friends, for my parents, right, for my siblings. It's a hard idea to imagine. So Rav Dessler says, no, you have to understand. Part of clinging to Hashem is clinging to your fellow Jews, is being one with your fellow Jews. And we feel that, by the way. I think we feel that very strong. I don't know. Tell me if you feel otherwise. But I feel like on Yom Kippur, I often find myself feeling more connected to the people in the room than I do on, let's say, a regular Shabbos or a regular Tuesday. I mean, invariably, there'll be people in your minyan who you're davening with, who may not be your best friends. But on Yom Kippur, there's a sense of like the team coming together in a certain way. Now, but let's understand it deeply. It's a very deep idea. If you want to attach yourself to Hashem, who is one, so that means you have to be able to see all of reality through a lens called oneness. You have to be able to see the whole world through that perspective of one, that everything is one, that all of us, even though on the surface level we look like different people, but at the root we all come from the same source. So if I want to really cling to the Achdus HaBorei, if I want to be Davuk to the oneness of Hashem, so the only way I can do that is if I'm not separate from anyone or anything. Okay? V'hainu geder mashakosav b'svarim ha-kedoshim. Rav Dessler continues on the top of the next page. This is what we find in the deeper works. D'lo shayach, lamachin. D'lo shayach ha-karas anochi Hashem Elokecha. You can't claim to live the first of the Ten Commandments, I am Hashem your God, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, B'shleimus, you can't claim to truly live that fully, Ela'im Kain B'ichud Kol Yisrael, unless you're connected wholly with your fellow Jews. And what Rav Dessler says now is something that we know, but we never thought of it this way. At Har Sinai, we know, V'yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Right? And what does Rashi famously say on the word Vayichan in the singular? Ki ish achad b'lev achad, right? The Jewish people were united. So we think of that as what? We think of that, it was a great moment of Jewish unity. What we fail to realize is that you can't receive this, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, unless the Jewish people are united. Think about it for a second. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God, in the singular. So why is it in the singular? Stay tuned for Avodas Yisrael this week. You'll find out another reason why it's in the singular, perhaps. But what Rav Dessler is saying here is because if the Jewish people don't become a singular entity, then there can't be Hakaras Elokus. There can't be recognition of God. You can't accept Hashem as the God over the individual if there's still too many of us, each creating our own understanding of Hashem. So what Rav Dessler is saying is amazing. part of the prerequisite for hearing I am Hashem, your God, in the singular, is the Jewish people recognizing that Hashem is equally the God of each and every one of us. That none of us has a special access to Hashem that someone else doesn't have. And again, we feel that more than ever during these days, in an ironic way. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Dirshu Hashem behimatzo, on the Pasuk, Dirshu Hashem behimatzo, karu bioso karov. Seek out Hashem when he's close, call out to him, right, when he is near. What does the Gemara say? Hashem is always accessible. You can always talk to God. So the Gemara says, yeah, but during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Hashem is available even to an individual. All year round, Hashem is responsive to the Tzibor. It's hard to approach Hashem as an individual, but during these 10 days, every one of us, even if you're all alone, even if you're alone, whether it's physically alone or feeling alone, right, you can be connected to Hashem. Every yachid has access to Hashem. But on a deeper level, what that means is that during these 10 days, there's no tzibur because we've all become one. The Jewish people merged together into this one singular entity. Rav Dessler says, like Har Sinai, it was samach ribo, it was 600,000, but b'lev echad. The heart is the essence of the person. Our heart was beating, you know, in rhythm together. Lev me'uchad, a unified heart. An amazing image, a unified heart. The Medrash says that Hashem is the heart of the Jewish people. So that means the godliness inside of us, right, is the common denominator between all of us. So there's no difference really on the level of soul between Daniel and between Eli and between Yekusiel. There's no difference on the level of soul. At the root of one's heart, we're all exactly in the same place. Va'inyan ba'om kohu, and the idea, if we understand it ba'omek a little bit deeper, ki amavchinas atzmo b'pirud mechavero. If you decide to separate yourself from someone else, harehu mavlid besocho es hargashas atzmo. So the more I feel that Jonathan and I are not one, the more I feel that, the more that I'm creating my own identity, right? That there's an independent thing called Moshe Tzvi. And it doesn't shtim, it doesn't fit, right, with someone else. So to the degree that you do that, through that pirud, through that separation, you become much more aware of self, and that's very dangerous. You know why? Shehi mamish hefech is batlus va'anava. Because it's the opposite of the humility and the surrender that one needs to feel in order to cling to Hashem. If I go my whole life trying to be my own thing, trying to forge my own identity in the world, right? Fame and fortune. It's the opposite of what we were learning. The shofar is supposed to cause us to contract a little bit. We go into the mikvah, we submerge ourselves within a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So to the degree that a person walks around with an outstretched neck, it's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, by the way, Chevra. The halach in Shulchan Aruch says, it's asur leilech bekoma zakufa. You're not allowed to walk around standing too tall. Because you're doicha the raglei shechina. You push away, so to speak, the feet of the shechina. What does that mean? It means the more space you take up, the less room there is for Hashem. So when a person feels, you know, that this guy is not my, you know, I don't feel connected to this person, I don't feel attached to this other individual, so by doing so he makes more of an idol out of himself, to the point that it's the antithesis of anava, of humility, of hisbatlus, of surrender and bittul to Hashem, which leads to dveikus b'Hashem. And therefore, Chazal say that gaiva and kas is a form of avodah zarah. When I act haughty towards you, it's avodah zarah. It's avodah zarah to think that what? That I'm better than you. That I have more of a connection to Hashem than you. That I'm a better person than you. When I act towards you with kas, with anger, it shows that I think I'm better than you. And that's a form. Chazal see that as a form of avodah zarah. Shame inyan hapirud hanizkar le'al. Why is it avodah zarah? If I get angry at one of you, why is that avodah zarah? Because it's the first step to what? To thinking that I'm my own thing. And that becomes avodah zarah klape mala. That becomes avodah zarah in terms of my relationship with Hashem. Rav Dessler now quotes from the Ramak. We mentioned the Ramak. Rav Moshe Cordovero lived around the times of the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Cairo, the Arizal, in Tzfat, about 500 years ago. The Ramak writes in his Sefer Avodas Yom Kippurim at the end, he writes, Averos shebein adam lechavero ein yom kippurim mechaper. It's a halach in Shulchan Aruch also, friends. You have to settle up with your old grievances. If you and someone else are in a fight, you gotta work it out before Yom Kippur. It's sometimes hard, it's embarrassing, it's not easy, you gotta try. Averos benatum lachavero, ein Yom Kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur cannot fix. V'atam lezeh, you know why? Why is that? Why can't Hashem? Hashem's, you know, Hashem's the king of all kings. He's got the veto card. He's got the trump card. He can do what he wants in order to say, okay, I forgive you. Why do I need my friend to forgive me? V'atam lezeh ki aneshamos misraos lefano biyom zeh besod shoresh al aneshamos. Says the Ramak, and you can see Rav Lesser put a lot of dot, dot, dots, because he's trying to make it readable for us without us getting lost in the Kabbalistic writings of the Ramak. But says Rav Lesser, you know what happens on Yom Kippur? Every neshama appears before Hashem at its shoresh, shoresh neshamos. In other words, the root of my soul appears before Hashem on Yom Kippur. V'aneshamos hanichnaos b'tshuva heina ma'oros ha'tshuva elyonot. So if the neshama down below, so to speak, me standing in shul, if I'm standing there with humility and submission before Hashem, if I feel connected to my fellow Jew, whether it's the guy next to me in shul, whether it's my friend, my brother, my whatever, whoever it is, the guy around the corner from me, when I feel that connection, so that allows for tshuva to take place on high. Va'ata im yimtza beino lebein chevero tina, harehu mafrid hashoresh ha'elyon. But a terrifying thought, says the Ramak, when there is a feeling of what, of strife between me and my friend, that separation severs what? The shoresh ha'elyon. It causes my neshama at its root not to be able to appear before Hashem. Because the same way I'm separated from my neshama down below, because again, on the level of soul, you're my neshama, and I'm your neshama. On the level of body, you have your own body and I have my own body, and we like to have our own space. On the level of neshama, it's one. So if the neshamas are disconnected down below, what happens on Yom Kippur when Hashem is looking at the neshama on high? Something's off. There's a pirud. There's a separation at the Shorash HaElyon. Ve'eich efshar sheyushba alav or hatshuva v'hu mafrid bochas v'shalom. So then when Hashem is trying to give you this thing called tshuva, there's a bad connection. Right? The connection is not stable. Like we had yesterday in Cheer for a couple minutes, right? Where my screen popped up, internet connection not stable. There's some disconnect. You can't hear, you can't feel, you can't connect, you can't see. So God forbid, that's what happens, right? The mashal, that's what happens when a person's not connected down below. The wiring as it goes up to the higher olamos, it gets really choppy. So how could one receive the light of tshuva if he's not connected? The root of the neshamos, again, they emerge into 600,000 souls. But the 600,000 souls have to have a common heart. What does that mean, a common heart? I told you, the Medrash says, Liban Shel Yisrael is Hashem. So that means my heart and your heart, that point of godliness again inside of us, has to be, we have to see it as one. And when you feel that way, you never get angry at someone else. Then V'haftal Re'echa Kamocha becomes realistic. Love someone like I love myself. I can't love you like I love myself. Right? On the level of body, that's true. On the level of soul, there's no reason I can't love you like I love myself. Right? This is, again, how a person attaches himself to the oneness of Hashem's name, Hashem's great name. And that allows, again, this shefa, this hashpa of tshuva to come upon a person. But Chavrin, I'm going to tell you something that's very scary. And I don't mean to scare you, but I have to tell you this because it's very important to realize. When the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Shulchan Aruch says it, again, this is not just the Ramak, the Shulchan Aruch brings it to Halacha, that the Averos Bein Adam L'Chavero Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper, Yom Kippur can't erase sins between man and his fellow man. I'll tell you something that some of the Poskim say, and Rav Dessler writes it here as well. I think the Chida, in his Birkei Yosef, which is a Sefer of Halacha, I think he brings it, the great Sfardi Chacham, the Chida. But Rav Dessler says it here also. Look what he writes. V'tzarech iyan. You need to understand. Lama lo kasav sha'averos ben adam l'chavero lo yiskapru ad sheyirtzes chavero ki adayin lo tikein cheto. Why didn't the Ramak write that averos ben adam l'chavero, can't be fixed until you appease your friend that fixed the sin. Why does he write Averos Shemidon L'Chavero Ein Yom HaKippurim L'Chaper? Says Rav Dessler, you know what it's alluding to? And again, I told you, some other Achronim have this idea as well. Rav Dessler says, you know what it implies? It's terrifying. Elamashma Midvarav Shesover She'ad Shiratze Es Chavero Lo Yichaper Lav Yom HaKippurim Klal Afilo Al Shar Chatav. If you go into Yom Kippur in a fight with someone, then it blocks not just the Ben Adam L'Chavero Averos. It's not just you walk out of Yom Kippur with a stain of Ben Adam L'Chavero. It blocks everything. Because when Hashem looks down and he sees his children fighting, I can tell you as a parent, when I see my children fighting with each other, there's nothing that bothers me more. There's nothing that's more upsetting to a parent. And that affects everything. So when Hashem sees that you come into Yom Kippur and you got into a monetary dispute with your neighbor, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't even begin to process your account. I can't discuss anything. Until you work out the fight with your brother, right, with your fellow Jew, Hashem says, I don't want to talk about you. So you're showing up and saying, Hashem, I'm sorry for the time I didn't daven with Kavana. Hashem says, daven with Kavana? I don't want to talk about daven with Kavana. Hashem, I'm sorry about the time I was careless and I was Machal Shabbos by accident. I don't want to talk about that, Hashem says. Go work out your relationships with your fellow human beings and then come talk to me. That's what's implied here. And again, the Shulchan Aruch, which discusses this, some of the Achronim understand the Shulchan Aruch to Paskin that way as well. V'hainu kanizkar le'al, it's like we explained. Machmas inyan ha-pirud, shu b'stira im etzem inyan Yom Kippurim. If a person's in a state of pirud, of separation, it's a contradiction to the very essence of what Yom Kippur is. That day of what? Of Shema Yisrael, as we scream out at the end of the day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. Hashem hu Elokim. Right? We call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu these declarations of Hashem's oneness. But how could you say, Hashem, I accept your oneness, when my fellow Jew and I are totally disconnected from each other? Okay, so Chavra, definitely something to think about as we head to Yom Kippur. Shoval, I see you have a hand up. What would you like to say?
Mary, I was going to say that I think it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch uses the Lashon of Chavero, meaning to say that if you guys are in an argument and you guys are angry at one another, then it's clear that you guys are not friends.
Right. Interesting.
It sounds contradicting to one another, but it's using to say, no, like forgive your friend, because in the essence, we're all friends. Like, there's no such thing
very
as
good.
Strangers, Jews being strangers to one another. We're all connected as friends.
Very good, very good. The whole phrase, Ben Adam Lechavero, implies that he's supposed to be your friend. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch writes it in Simen Tav Reish Vav, in chapter 606. Averos Shemen Adam Lechavero, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Achiyafaisenu doesn't work until you appease him. But again, some say that that means Yom Kippur doesn't work at all. But yeah, he's a chaver. He's supposed to be a friend. It shouldn't be unnatural to be close to every other Jew. Right? There's a story. They tell a story about one of the big tzaddikim, a great lover of Jews, and they said that Rav Weinberger tells this story all the time, or used to at least. I haven't heard it from him in a long time. But Moshe Weinberger told this story about the Avos Yisrael of Vizhnitz. He was known as the Avos Yisrael. Right, you can imagine what type of person he was. Right, there was the Oiv Yisrael, the Apter of, the Oiv Yisrael. And then there was the Avos Yisrael of Vizhnitz. So the Avos Yisrael was a great lover of Jews. So I think what happened, I think the way the story goes is that one time he was traveling. He was traveling by train and people knew that this big tzaddik was coming, and he pulled into the train station. And there were throngs of people there who were coming to greet him, and they wanted to get a bracha from him and to say shalom to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe gets off the train, and he's greeting people. And all of a sudden, you see like the crowd like split. And there's this schleppy, dirty, homeless, smelly Jew who starts making his way towards the Avos Yisrael. And just the stench coming off of him was so repulsive. People like, you know, parted ways, just like don't want to go near this guy. This very Nebuch person. And he comes right up to the Avos Yisrael, who was known for his Avos, and he says, Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem. And the Rebbe takes this fellow, and he grabs him, and gives him a big hug, and he starts to embrace him. He grabs him by his shoulder, and he kisses him. He says, Anach Shtik Yid, another bit of a Jew. He's hugging him, and he's kissing him, and he's showing him such ava, such love, and such respect, while everyone else is holding their noses and running away from this Jew. It's the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we don't, Baruch Hashem, you know, hopefully we took a shower recently. We don't smell in that way, but our averos also stink. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to hug you, I want to kiss you, I want to embrace you, I want to pull you in. I want to say, another bit of a Jew, another bit of a Jew. Hashem wants to love us in that way. Right? But when I look at another Jew and I say, this Jew stinks, so Hashem is forced to look at us in the same way, God forbid. So we have to remind ourselves that he's chavero. That's right, he's our chaver. He's our friend. He's our friend, that's right. Har Sinai is called Har Chorev, right? Which is also the same letters as chaver. You see that there was some type of chibor. Chibor is the same letters, right? Attachment. It's all the same minion. Okay, let's start the next piece. Yom Kippur Hamshachas Oro L'chol Hashana. Yom Kippur as the day of what? Yom Kippur as the day that brings light to the entire year. Chaver, one of the challenges, and if you have a couple of minutes, I recommend going on YU Torah and listening to Rabbi Penner's shir, Rabbi Menachem Penner's shir on the front page. Very insightful shir, and I think very realistic, as Rabbi Penner always is, about approaching Yom Kippur this year. Because a lot of people, we're having a hard time getting into it this year. It just feels different. It's a little bit harder to feel. And Rabbi Penner spoke about that process of coming to Yom Kippur and experiencing Yom Kippur, and then very much feeling like your old self after Yom Kippur, which is a general problem that we have every year. But I think especially this year, I think people feel that even more this year. That feeling that it's, you know, it's hard. It's hard to get into Yom Kippur this year. It's hard to feel the Yom Ravam, which is not a normal way to go to yeshiva, we're doing right now. And people are having, you know, smaller minyanim, and people are having shorter davening, whatever it is, you know, different things. Some people can't get to a mikvah. All sorts of challenges and struggles which take away from the feeling of these days. So Rabbi Penner talks there about appreciating the journey despite not really getting anywhere by the time it's over. I mean, of course, spiritually we get somewhere. That's the point, right? Even if we don't feel like we're getting anywhere. But Rav Dessa writes here, he talks about the importance of trying to take Yom Kippur with us the whole year. And that's something to think about. I feel like I've gotten a little bit better at it in the last couple of years. Like try every now and again, like once in a while, I'll find myself just like a random time, all of a sudden, like, you know, in the middle of davening Shmona Esrei, like trying to throw in a little bit of the nusach, just the tune of Yom Kippur. Or to just think, you know, even when you're like 6 months out, like 6 months from now is going to be Yom Kippur. How do we take Yom Kippur with us into the calendar year? How do I think about Yom Kippur more regularly? And is that normal? Does that make sense? Is that like a healthy thing to do? So look where Rav Dessler writes. Amru Chazal in the pasuk we mentioned before, again, I believe it's Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches. Dirshu Hashem Bihimatso. Dirshu Hashem Bihimatso. Call out to Hashem, right? Seek Hashem when he can be found. Di Yachid Ein Lo Eitzel Ligiel Hashem Yisbach Im Lo Ba'aseres Yimei Tshuva. An individual can only access Hashem. Oh, what that noise is. Hold on a sec. Washing machine's making crazy noises. Okay, sorry. So the Gemara says that an individual has no Eitzah to approach Hashem except during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Okay? So now the question is, okay, that's nice. V'tzarech Iyan, the question is, Im Kain, Ma Yaseh HaYachid La'achar Yom HaKippurim? So, Chaver, what do I do after Yom Kippur? What do I do after Yom Kippur? I apologize for that noise. I have no idea what's going on. Give me 1 second. Okay, sorry, friends. I apologize. Okay, so what's a yachid supposed to do the rest of the year? All right, how do you approach Hashem the rest of the year? Obviously, tzibur, you could always talk to Hashem, but what, an individual can't approach Hashem if it's not during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. How is that possible? Doesn't make any sense. Seems impossible. So Rav Dessler says, "Amnam efshru lahamshich es ur yom kippurim el toch levavo sheyeir lo b'meshach kol hashana." Chaver, you know what the answer is? If I'm only able to access Hashem during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, so what am I supposed to do in Cheshvan, in Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar, Nisan, Tammuz, Av? What do I do the rest of the year? The answer is I have to take Yom Kippur with me. I have to draw the light of Yom Kippur into myself for the rest of the year. So what does that mean? It sounds like a very beautiful idea, but how do you do that? Hayis Oris Shapala Allah B'Yom HaKippurim Tzarech Sholo Tishtakeach. The inspiration that you have from Yom Kippur has to try, not to lose it, to try to hang on to it. So how do you do that? Try to feel, try to take Yom Kippur with you after Yom Kippur. Now, again, at this point, you kind of want to space out for the rest of this piece because you know that's not happening, so you might as well give up. Okay, so don't give up. Don't give up yet. Let's try to understand. How do we take Yom Kippur with us throughout the year? Now, remember, Rav Dessler was a student of Kelm. Rav Dessler was from the world of the Bali Musar, and Rav Dessler was from a place where, what do you mean? You take Yom Kippur with you by meditating on Yom Kippur. You think about Yom Kippur all year round. You try to take Yom Kippur with you. That's how you do it. HaKabbalos shemekabel al atzmo b'yom ha-kippurim. The Kabbalos, the things that you accepted upon yourself to try to do better this year. Sarech shi'achad shem b'libo tamid. You need to try to renew them all the time. Again, for many of us, that's a very hard thing to do. It may not be a practical thing to do. V'yeda ki lefi mashi yom ha-kippurim chai b'kirbo, to the degree that Yom Kippur lives on inside of you, kocha ola yale v'kocha yatzliach. To the degree that you live with Yom Kippur, that you take Yom Kippur with you, to that degree, you'll be successful throughout the calendar year. Ukvar ya'atz ha'rav Simcha Zisol. Rav Simcha Zisol is the altar of Kelm. Rav Simcha Zisol, the altar of Kelm, explained, Lizkor, tamir es asher chasha v'hir gish b'shah shekibel ha'kabbalah salatzmo. Try to remember how you felt when you were standing on Yom Kippur at Ne'ilah, saying to Hashem, I don't want to do this aveira ever again. Or I want to start doing this, and I finally want to, work on that. Right? You have to be able, and again, this was very much the way of the Kelm, Bali Musar, to try to imagine things, to try to picture things. To close your eyes and to be able to picture what Yom Kippur looked like, what it felt like on Yom Kippur. V'im chas v'shalom yisrasho, and if, God forbid, a person weakens and slips up a little bit, v'yetze miroshim isoris shayom ha-kippurim, and he falls away from that inspiration of Yom Kippur, says Rav Simcha Zisol, Harei kvar halach Yom HaKippur mimenu, v'nimsa shekaparas avonosov lo pa lakaroi. Then it's an indication that what? That Yom Kippur didn't work properly for you, or didn't work fully for you, and it's a sign that there's still work to be done. So again, it should be possible for us to try to take Yom Kippur with us, to hold on to Yom HaKippur. Okay? But let's try to just understand this idea a little bit more. Okay, for just another 5 minutes, let's read one more paragraph and try to understand the opportunity of Yom Kippur. Chazal explained in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Eine Hashem Elokecha Ba, the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are upon it. It's talking about Eretz Yisrael. Itim Letova, the Gemara says, sometimes for the good, sometimes not for the good. How does it work? What does that mean? Look what the Gemara says, third line. Harei Shehayu Yisrael Rishaim Gemurim B'Rosh Hashanah. What happens if we had a really bad Rosh Hashanah? So now what happens? What happens? So we're doomed for the rest of the year? There's no way out? Upasku lahem geshamim mu'atim. And Hashem decided that this year there's going to be a very limited amount of rain. Lisof chazir behem. And what happens if the Jewish people eventually, they change the race? We did tshuva. So now it was already etched in Shemayim on Rosh Hashanah that what? It was etched in Shemayim and Rosh Hashanah. There's only going to be a little bit of rain this year. But now the Jews, they're good. They changed their ways. They deserve so much more. So, lahosif aleim e'afshar. Look what the Gemara says. Amazing. To increase the rain is not possible at that point. Shekvar nigzor gzera. Because the Kaddish Baruch already decreed. What's done is done. Ela Kaddish Baruch hu moridan v'zmana. But you know what Hashem does? Hashem takes that little bit of rain that the Jewish people are going to get, and He brings it down in its time so precisely, that the rain goes exactly where it needs to go, when it needs to go, so that from that little bit of rain that was decreed on Rosh Hashanah, we're able to still have success. Itim l'ra, says the Gemara. Sometimes the opposite happens. Sometimes, harei ha Yisrael tzadikim gemurim b'Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes the Jewish people are so excellent on Rosh Hashanah. Upasku aleihem gishamim merubim. And the Jewish people are told they're going to have tremendous amounts of rain this year. Lisov Chazir Bahem. At the end, unfortunately, the Jews strayed. So now what is Hashem going to do with all this bracha, all this rain that was supposed to come upon them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu moridan shalo bizmanan ala aretz she'in atzvichalhen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends it down on the land in the wrong time and in the wrong place so that the rains can become destructive. So think about that for half a second here. Here you have rain, which is generally we think of as a bracha. Right? Not enough rain can be seen as a terrible klala. And here we have a situation where what? Where the story is constantly unfolding. You have Jews who in Rosh Hashanah were sentenced to not a lot of rain, but when they changed their way, Hashem found a way to then, you know, to use the rain over the course of the year in the right way. You had Jews who had a great Rosh Hashanah, but then slipped away from it. And what did Hashem do? Hashem decided to use the rain against them. So explains Rav Dessler, Rabir Davrezeu Kach, L'chol Adam. We think of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as like this very short period of the year, but it's sort of this ongoing story. L'chol Adam Nitanim Keilim Asher Behem Ose Avodas Hashem Shalo. Every person is given Keilim, is given utensils, is given the means to what? To do what he needs to do over the course of the year. Yesha Keilim Heim L'tova. Sometimes the Keilim, sometimes the way that Hashem assists you is for the good. V'nasati matar etzachem b'yito. Hashem gives you rain. Is atzaras Hashemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspends the rain from the heavens. Amnam, but says Rav Dessler, you have to realize that what? That Yom Kippur is something we can take with us. All. Of course you feel it the strongest on Yom Kippur. And of course you feel it the strongest on Rosh Hashanah. And of course on a certain level it's all being determined at that time. Amnam gam kishapasku b'shamayim kelim la'adam. Adayin ein heim letzad echad bilvad. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees that here's what's going to be for you this year, it's not yet determined, is that going to be good or bad? We don't yet know if it's going to be good or bad. You could have had been told in Shemayim, you're going to make a ton of money this year. But you know what? That money can be destructive to you. You could be signed in Shemayim that you're going to make not a lot of money this year. And when you change your ways, Hashem will make sure it's just the right amount of money so that everything works out the way it's supposed to be. In other words, everything is a double-edged sword. Ela efshar she yisadru, min ha-shamayim letova o lehefach ha-shalom. Right? In other words, the way that it emerges over the course of time could be good or bad. V'hainu lefi madregas ha-adam b'shas maisa. And that's going to be in accordance with what? With how a person acts at that moment. And that's what this Gemara is telling us. Kibbe Gemara Hashem, b'Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim poiskim min ha-shamayim, rak al derech klal. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's being decided in a general way what's going to be in Shemayim. However, every day over the course of the year, we have the ability to decide exactly how we're going to reveal that in the world. I want to end with a story that I told on Rosh Hashanah. I'll tell you guys a story that I shared on Rosh Hashanah. Because this you saw, I hadn't seen this piece before Rosh Hashanah. But this idea is very similar to what I spoke about in Rosh Hashanah. And that is, on the one hand, again, there's this feeling of Rosh Hashanah being like this day where I have to figure out the whole year. I have to make decisions now that are going to impact the next 12 months. And at the same time, there are indications that I'm constantly reassessing and constantly renegotiating with Hashem. So how does it work? And the story goes that someone came to the Baal Shem Tov and asked him this question. A student came to the Baal Shem Tov and said, Rebbe, on the one hand, the Gemara says that everything is determined during these 10 days. And at the same time, you have Gemaras that say that Adam Nidon Bechol Yom, a person is judged every day. Adam Nidon Bechol Shah, person is judged every hour. Right? So how does that work? So Baal Shem Tov said a gvaldik thing. Baal Shem Tov said, come, let's go outside. So they walked outside. And the Baal Shem Tov took him over to Fievel, the water schlepper. And Fievel's standing there and he's schlepping these two heavy buckets on his shoulders. Right? Baal Shem Tov goes over with his Talmud and he says, Nu, Fievel, what's going on? How are you? So Fievel says, oh, Baruch Hashem, you know, lets out a sigh. He says, you know, the truth is, it's really rough. Like, I'm schlepping these buckets. My back is killing me. I'm barely making parnasa from this. The kids who are running around in the street are teasing me when they see me schlepping my buckets. Sometimes they knock over my buckets of water. You know, I have to go back to the well. My wife's not happy with me. It's really, you know, it's a shver matzav. It's a difficult situation. The Baal Shem Tov gives him a big bracha. I'm so sorry to hear. Hashem should help to give you the strength. You should continue, whatever. He tries to empathize with this fellow a little bit. So the Talmud says, how's that the answer to my question? So Baal Shem Tov says, wait, we'll go again tomorrow. So they go the next day. They walk outside. And there's Fievel again schlepping his buckets. And Baal Shem Tov says, Nu, Fievel, v'smach ziyid, what's going on? How are you? So Fievel says, oh, Baruch Hashem, you know. So he says, everything's okay? So he says, yeah, Baruch Hashem. He says, you know, I was thinking, I'm schlepping these heavy buckets with the water and it really hurts my back, but Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a strong back. And even though Parnassah is not great, but everyone needs water. It's not like something that's going to get old, you know. It's a need that everyone has. So business is steady. It's not a lot of money, but Baruch Hashem, I make ends meet. I'm able to make it, you know, to make it work. It's a parnasa. And he says, "No, how are things with your wife?" Baruch Hashem, good. Things are good. And what about those kids? Those kids were always bothering you. We were complaining yesterday. The kids bother you in the street. Nah, they're cute, mischievous kids. Whatever. Once in a while, they knock over a bucket of water. I usually bribe them with a little piece of candy anyways. It's not such a big deal. So Baal Shem Tov said to his Talmud, "Now do you see the answer to your question? Which is it? Are we being judged on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Or we're constantly renegotiating the whole year?" So the Baal Shem Tov said, "We are being judged on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's true, like we just read this Gemara. This Gemara tells us that Hashem decides on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and can't overturn the Gezerah. But you know what happens? Every single day, a person has to what? Has to reassess how they're going to be makabel that. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu can work with you to renegotiate. Yes, certain things are set on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. It's etched in stone, so to speak. But depending on what your attitude is, if you change your attitude, in the example of this Gemara, if you're Chozer B'Tshuva, so then a person's what? Then a person's able to receive it in a different way. And that was the difference between Fivel on day one and Fivel on day two. Fivel on the first day, all he saw was the suffering of his lot. He saw everything that he didn't have. By the second day, when he met him, right, Fivel decided, you know what, I'm going to see things differently. And Chava, that's a really important thing to think about. That when something happens over the course of a year, you're driving on the highway 6 months from now and you get a flat tire, the first thing that should pop into your mind is, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This was determined on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that I was going to get this flat tire at this time. Right? But then you can also think to yourself, but hold on a second. Adam Nidon B'chol Yom B'chol Shah. I'm being judged right now how I'm going to respond to that. I could be angry at God. I could be angry at myself. I could say, oh, it's bad luck. Or I could say, you know what? Maybe it's an opportunity for me to think about, you know, something I could do better in my life. And to be able to turn that moment into a Yom Kippur moment. That's what Rav Dessler is describing here. And that's how we have access to Hashem all year round. Because really, again, the Gemara we started with, Hashem is only available to individuals during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But if you make the Aseres Yemei Tshuva throughout the year, and you constantly take the kalim that Hashem gave you and try to use them throughout the year in the right way, so then a person will be very successful. Rav Dessler ends with just a mashal. He said, I heard from my Rebbe. He said, just to show how two people can look at a situation differently. Imagine if someone told you, imagine if someone came to you and said, Jared, you know, I want you to get down on the floor and to take my shoes off, right, and to put on my slippers, to change my shoes for me. It sounds like a very degrading task, right? And I want you to spend your whole day helping people put their shoes on. Get down on your hands and knees and help people put their shoes on, right? It seems like a very degrading task. Many people would feel very ashamed by that task. But Rav Dessler's Rebbe said, but imagine if it's a person who owns a shoe store. Once upon a time, before you ordered your shoes online, there was something called a shoe store. And you would go to the shoe store, and sometimes the person who worked in the shoe store would actually help you to put the shoes on, to try on the shoes. And for that person, if he's putting shoes on all day, it's a big simcha. You know why? Because business is booming. So you could have two people in the same situation. For one person, it's so degrading. For another person, it's such success. And it's a question of a person's perspective. Okay, so that's something to think about, taking the light of Yom Kippur with us into the entire year. All right, we'll stop here for today. Shkaya Chevra.